her performances following last month's death of her longtime husband and manager, Renee Angelil. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, USA Radio News had an exclusive interview with Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer. Your senior correspondent, Jason Wirt.
During a wide-ranging discussion of issues, Israeli Ambassador to the United States Ron Dermer brought up a surprising aspect of the Israeli economy that largely goes unreported.
In 2014, 10% of the global investment in cybersecurity was to Israel. 10%. Now, Israel is a country of 8 million people, so we're 0.1% of the world's population, and yet we accounted in 2014 for 10% of the investment in cybersecurity. That sounds like a pretty big number, right? Israel's punching 100 times above its weight. But guess what? In 2015, Israel accounted for 20% of investment.
Dermer told me Israel will continue to strive to be a world leader on technology. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, I'm Jason Wirt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
You can say a couple in Washington State started their marriage on a very high note.
A plane full of passengers looked on as Christy made her way down a very different aisle. The mid-flight wedding was a special favor to the bride's mom, who's fighting stage 4 cancer.
My mother's the world to me. Anything to make my mom happy.
Christy, who's a flight attendant, and Jim Larson wed from 35,000 feet in the air.
It's been really overwhelming, but really exciting, and I'm glad that we were able to share love and joy with people and really touch people and make their flight a really fun experience.
I'm Tammy Rose.
A New York City surgeon says prayer in the operating room can help the healing process.
It's a bit unusual for a patient to ask to pray with the surgical team when doctors have already scrubbed in. But Dr. Larry Sheman, a head and neck surgeon at New York Presbyterian Hospital, says when it happens, he's all for it.
I think it is unrealized how important it can be because it's comforting for the patient.
Dr. Sheman says prayer before surgery can be almost as beneficial as wearing compression stockings or being wrapped in a warming blanket.
They're happy because they're not alone in their illness or in their surgical endeavor.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Starbucks customers are not happy about the company's upcoming change to their rewards program. It will change to rewarding based on the amount of money they spend. Some Twitter users have even said they'll switch coffee brands if the new rewards program is enforced. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I have a guest in studio today. His name is Scott Harrington. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I sort of hesitated there. It's Scott Harrington. It's a very regal sounding name. We're going to talk a lot today about home fashions, but we're going to start by talking about the weather, and let's see what the National Weather Service has in store for us today. All I know is that my umbrella broke this morning, so I'm not a happy camper. Okay, according to the National Weather Service, it's currently 41 degrees with a light rain, fog, mist. Today it's going to be 100% chance of rain and fog in areas with a high of 56, so it will be warm. Tonight there's it says a 60 to 100% chance of heavy rain showers and showers likely with a low of 49. Be careful tonight. On Thursday there's a 20% chance of cloudiness and then slight showers. It'll be breezy with a high of 51. Thursday night, 20% chance of slight showers, and it says no rain with a low of 30, so it's going to go down tomorrow night. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, then breezy with a high of 37. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 22. I'm seeing cold temperatures again, folks. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 29. Don't like that. And then finally, it is on Sunday. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51, which sounds more reasonable, don't you think, Scott?
Yes.
Do you like the warmer weather better?
Always like the warmer weather.
Absolutely. So for our listeners, why don't you tell us a little about yourself and what you do and share with us.
I've been in the interior design business as a manufacturer's rep for about 18 years. I basically sell fabrics, furniture, and wall covering to interior designers.
Wonderful. So you're not to the public, you're to the trade.
I am to the trade only.
Right.
So I don't do anything with the retail, and I just deal with sell to the retailers themselves.
So how did you get started in this whole field?
My mom is a designer.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Is she still working?
She is semi-retired, but she pretty much did it my whole life growing up. I used to actually go down to the marketplace on Mondays, which was a day off. I used to be a golf pro.
Okay.
And Mondays were my day off, so I used to go down there and coordinate fabrics for her, and that's kind of how I got started in the business. But my whole family's in the business.
Did you get in the business, though, because there was the feeling that that's what you should do or what you were familiar with, or did you have a love for it, or did you grow to have a love for it?
No, I mean, I love the as far as decorating and things like that with fabrics and all, I enjoy it. I love the nicer fabrics and the furniture and all that, and I think that when you have them in your home and you come home from work and all, it's nice to come home to a place that's, you know, more welcoming and things like that.
I agree. And I think a lot of design is mostly about psychology. It's about having a place of comfort, a place of beauty, and making you feel good. I think that's what interior design is all about. So when you were growing up, did you grow up in a house that was sort of that you had a genuflect in front of the sofa? I talk about how people live then and how people live now. And in the house that I grew up in, it was very formal. So the formal rooms had doors on them and you didn't touch them. So it's so funny now that when I'm doing interior design, when I'll go into a young family's house, and typically it's a young family, and when I get hired, the wife will typically say, I want my living room to be child-friendly, and I want to like scream. I'm like, no, children aren't supposed to be in the living room. That's an adult room. Did you grow up that way or not really?
We pretty much used every room in the house for the most part.
Oh, you
we
did?
We didn't really have a set living room. We did and we didn't. So we used it, but not as much as we would use the family rooms, just like today.
Right.
So, but we did use it when we had like parties and things like that.
Do you think that the way people live now is a lot more casual? Because I personally do. I see not only in the fact that I'm taking a lot of people that purchase homes that were built in the 30s, 40s, 50s that had the living room as the biggest room and turning it into another room. But in also the fabrics and the furniture I'm seeing, it just becomes increasingly more casual, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's much more simple today.
Why is that so?
I think with being more simple, it's easier to change things as years before there was a lot of prints, and you do see prints coming back today.
Right.
But you'd see prints on drapes, you'd see prints on upholstery.
Right.
And there's more you have to change that, where today they do a lot more solids,
right,
and draperies and that's upholstery.
That's a very good point. And one of the things that I always tell people, I think there are rules change all the time, and I'm breaking my rules down the road when styles change a little bit. But there are some things that are, I think, standard that I've always done. And one of the things that I always say to people is when you purchase a sofa, don't buy a patterned sofa. If you want to have a sofa with texture but not pattern, because you're really trapped in that. And one of the projects that I was working on last night was taking a sofa that had a beautiful pattern from the 1990s and now covering that sofa at a hefty expense in a neutral fabric that has texture, and then being able to be more versatile with pillows and what you do. Is that sort of a rule that you think just generally applies?
Yes, I think that it's easier to use textures and solids on upholstery and then change, maybe use prints on pillows or accents,
right,
or maybe an accent chair or things like that, because it's easier to change down the road.
Now, you say you represent fabric.
Yes.
And then furniture.
Yes.
Let's start with fabric. So the line that you've been repping for is
Robert Allen.
Yes. Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with the Robert Allen name. I think it's pretty much out there multiply.
Yes, I agree.
What are you seeing in fabrics, you know, when you go to the shows or when you, with the buying? Are there trends that you're seeing? Because I to me, very strongly in fabric. First of all, I love fabric. I think fabric's inspiring. Do you ever go to just a fabric store and you see them on rolls? It makes you want to do a project.
Oh, yeah,
think?
I agree.
Because you can pull your colors from fabrics. And I often say to people, when I do a lot of paint consultations, I have a painting company and I do a lot of paint consultations, I say, get an inspiration fabric, and then we can pull the colors out of the fabric and make it work. I just think fabric is it's the base. It's the beauty that's created.
Oh, I agree. It can warm a room up so much.
Right.
Being a fabric rep, we get new lines. You know, with Robert Allen, I get lines 3-4 times a year.
Right.
So that's what I look forward to, is getting to see what the new trends are and what the colors are and things like that. So I enjoy that. Every time we get a box, you know, I get to open it and we go through it. And my wife's actually also in this, and my brother is also in this business. So, you know, it's nice to get all the different fabrics and see the different companies and what they see as the trends and things like that.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed when I go to purchase fabrics, like, let's say I find something that I really particularly like, just arbitrarily I say, I find a navy blue geometric pattern, and I see it in Robert Allen. Often I see that the other mills also carry that same, or at least that same looking fabric. How is that? If you own a fabric, if Robert Allen has a fabric that's theirs, how do other companies have that same fabric, or what looks like to be that same fabric?
Well, and sometimes they can be the same fabric.
They can actually be the same fabric?
So basically the way the fabrics work is there are fabrics that are open line, which means multi-companies can buy that same fabric from a mill.
Okay.
And then there's exclusive fabrics that are made just for that company. So Robert Allen has Robert Allen exclusive fabrics, which would be those colors are exclusive to Robert Allen. That pattern is exclusive.
So is that something that they pay for? Is it trademarked? How does that work?
They would pay more for that fabric. Like Robert Allen would pay more for it.
Okay.
And but every consumer would pay more for it because you're buying exclusive.
So
and you're buying a better grade fabric.
Right.
You know.
So everything, to boil it down, everything starts from the mills, I guess.
Yes.
Are the mills located all over the country or outside the country? Or
all over the world.
Right.
So
are most of the mills from out of the country?
It depends.
I don't mean just for Robert Allen, but I mean in general in the industry.
It depends on the company themselves.
Okay.
Most of the upholstery fabrics from Robert Allen are actually from the United States.
Are they from the South mostly?
They're mainly from the South. Some are from the North. There's one in New Jersey. There's a print mill actually in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
But
a lot of Southern companies, because I ordered fabric yesterday and I got a, you know, thank you, darling, you know, when I ordered the fabric, which is kind of nice.
Most of the fabric companies stock everything in South Carolina or North Carolina. That's where we ship from.
Right.
So, but the inspiration comes from the design team for each company. Each company usually has a design team in house, and the inspiration comes from that.
Right.
And then they go to the mills to source it.
Are there a lot of mills? I mean, are there just? I mean, manufacturing in general is not what it used to be. It seems that we've become a society that pushes paper and so on, as opposed to creating things. Are there as many mills now as there were years ago?
No,
that's what
not.
I would think.
No, there's a few big ones in the United States, and then there obviously there's some in China or India or England, and you know they're spread out throughout the whole world.
I don't want me to give away too much trade information, but what are some of the names of the bigger mills? Can you tell us?
That I don't. I don't even have access to that. So.
Would you say more are overseas or more in China or in Asia or more in the United States?
It's a mix. It's a mix. You see more with like embroideries. You'll see more from India because they do all the hand sewing and things like that.
Oh, so it's sort of specialized.
Yes. Because each mill has their specialty.
Right. And we're seeing a lot of embroidered things now or the look of embroidery, whether it's actually embroidery or not.
Yeah, the embroideries have come almost taken over for the prints. You see that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of simplicity.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Scott, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
We are back in studio with our guest today, Scott Harrington. He represents Robert Allen, has for quite a while now, and we're talking all things fabric. So I'm going to open our phone lines if any of you would like to call in today. Phone lines are open. You can ask Scott or I a question. The phone number here in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, so we were talking about, before we had some commercial messages, we were talking about fabric and how fabric can be an inspiration. People feel differently about that. Some people say, and they'll come to me, they say, okay, I really want to do my walls in, you know, this beautiful shade of gray. Should I start with the paint palette and then go to fabric, or should I go to fabric and then do the paint color? What do you think? And this is a matter – all design is really a matter of – personal taste and interpretation. But that being said, you've done this for a long time and you see that. So what would you say?
Basically what I see for the most part and what I would do is I would start with the fabric. And then choose the paint color to go with that fabric.
Yeah.
And then kind of branch off with coordinates from there is basically what I would do.
Right. Because, you know, a lot of times it's a whole palette there. So maybe you'll have navy and you'll have gray and you'll have an off-white, and you can sort of build your whole palette with your trim color and your wall color and accessorizing just upon one fabric.
Yes.
Tell me so the mills offer, I guess, to everybody in the trade, they offer a variety of fabrics. How does a company select what they're going to purchase? What goes into, you know, again, my listeners are always hungry for, and myself as a designer, what's next? Because you always want to be on top and what's next. How do they decide what they're going to buy and what they're going to pass on?
I mean, it's the design team inside that decides that.
Okay.
They more look at the fashion and inspirations and things like that as far as where they want to look for the next best thing and things like that as far as color or pattern or...
Do they go to things like women's fashion and what's out there? Do they go to like the Pantone charts? Is there any like indicators when buyers go seasons ahead to sort of say, okay, you know what? Navy blue geometrics are going to be really hot. They're not hot now, but they're going to be hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's more just a personal – for the designers in-house, it's more just a personal thing as far as looking at fashion or fashion magazines or going to – they go to the Maison in France and they get inspiration from there.
Right.
But clothing has a lot to do with it as far as trends into home fashions. Usually that's ahead of the home fashions.
I was going to ask you in terms of time, does that sort of trickle down? So if you see sort of key features on beautiful clothing, something that might be interpreted eventually into home fabrics?
Yeah, and I think you do see that because you'll see with clothing, they've got more patterns in them in the last couple of years, and you're seeing more fabrics with patterns.
Patterns, yes, absolutely.
So it's more leads from clothing into design.
It's interesting. When I look for inspiration, sometimes I'm a big walker, and I like to walk a lot. So in the wintertime when I can't even get to the gym or whatever, I always carry some sneakers with me, and I'll just walk around. I'll go to a mall or any large enclosed space, and I notice there is a commonality, and maybe it's also because the stores are sort of lending themselves to what they do in their decoration, but there is a commonality with what I see in both men and women's apparel and then what I see in home fashions. There definitely is a correlation.
Yeah, there definitely is a carryover from that.
Would you say there's a time, like if you're buying for the current season for 2016, do they buy like a year in advance?
Yeah, they're about a year ahead. So this is 2016. So that's pretty much a done thing.
Right.
So they're already working on 2017.
Oh, now so, I'm going to really pick your brain.
So will they make, as far as 2016, will they make changes as a year? I'm sure they do make changes as far as that. But most of the stuff is done the year before.
So I would say, and certainly you would know better than I do, but I order fabric every day. I do window treatments. I do upholstery. And, people are always looking for fabric for whatever, window seats, dining room chair cushions, whatever. I would say what I'm seeing trending, is a lot of, again, geometrics. I'm seeing a lot of geometric prints.
See a lot of embroideries.
Embroidery is very popular right now. But can I go back to embroidery? Yep. The embroidery is not really true embroidery, a lot of it. It's sort of machine done.
Some of it's machine done, some of it's hand sewn. It just depends on, each fabric. Each fabric is different.
Texture. I'm seeing a lot of texture.
Yeah, a lot of texture.
And fabric. What else are you seeing? What are you seeing in fabric?
I mean, I agree with you in that aspect. You're seeing a lot of textures, a lot of luxurious solids.
Right.
You're seeing a lot of different trends, how solids are being used, if they have sheen or not, less sheen.
Right.
You still see more of a drier look. So like the linens and things like that, that seems to still be a big trend.
You know what I find? Everyone comes to me and they'll say, and typically probably my clientele is about 80% women and 20% men. But every woman will come to me and say, I want linen drapes. And when I show them true linen, I'm like, I don't want that. They think they want linen. And then they see what linen actually is. And, it's not for everybody, is it?
It's not for everybody. You have to understand what linen is and that, it is when it's even hanging on draperies or upholstery.
Right.
It's going to have a tendency to wrinkle. But that's the nature of the goods. That's the beauty of
the goods. Right. And that's it. That's the beauty of it. So I said, you really don't. And I personally do like linen, but you have to be used to that. So I would say, again, texture, as you say, texture is very popular. Linens are very popular. Embroidery is very popular.
You see wools coming back a little bit.
Yeah.
But a lot of solids and textures. That seems to be a big trend these days.
I think one of the things you said early on in the broadcast was about things being simpler. And last week my guest was Deborah Blanchard. She has a beautiful store in Chatham, New Jersey called Melly Mello Home. And she carries Lee and some other lines as well as a beautiful two-story store, and she carries lots of accessories and everything related to home decor. And she says, she had said last week, in general, things just look simpler. Don't you think that follows through with fabrics as well?
Yeah, I think it's more of a cleaner look.
Why do you think it's going that way?
The business always seems to go through different trends.
Phases.
And yes. So you see a cleaner now, and then 5-10 years down the road, you may see more traditional coming back with antiques and things like that. So it just depends on each client's different. But there's enough out there from everybody where they can fill the need as far as having cleaner lines or doing more traditional or antiques. That's what's great about the business is there's such a wide variety out there.
But I think with the increase of social media and stuff, people are really more than ever, I find, when they come to me or I'm consulting with the Riccardi Brothers the 2 days a week that I do that, or in my practice or in my store in Flemington, they really go to social media. They go to places like House and some of these more popular
Instagram and all
Instagram
that.
And a lot of these different websites, and they really come in a lot more educated. Don't you think that's sort of to me, the buyers now have more of an idea when they come to a designer or they come to purchase fabric than they ever had before of what they want. So I see a more commonality. I would say when I started, 18 years ago, when I started doing this 18 years ago, people would come to me because they just didn't know what they wanted and they didn't know what was out there. And I would take them out. I would take them out for fabric and I would educate them and we would pick something. Now they'll come in and say, okay, I'm doing my kitchen over and I want to have white shaker cabinets and I want lots of grays and I want graphic texture this. And they already have a heads up, and I think a lot of that has to do with being on the internet and seeing what's available to them. It's so much immediate gratification. I think it's the scope of even what I do style-wise for the most part is concentrated into more what's in right now, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think with Houzz and Instagram and designers' websites and everything right. like that, there's so much you can access online today. So it helps educate the consumer on what they are looking for their own home.
And I think that's both a good and a bad thing. I think it's a good thing because people sort of get their appetite wet for doing something or to make changes. But at the same time, I think when I'm consulting, doing color consulting, I'll bring people to the vast wall of Benjamin Moore paints, and they only look at gray or white. And that's because they've been on – and I'm not bashing Houzz. I have 24 boards on Houzz or these websites, and they become tunnel vision. It's sad because there are many times – that people will come to me and they'll say, I want to use orange, you know, right now, or I want to use lime green, or I want to use like the rich purple that you have on today. And I'm not able to because people are sort of focused on just tunnel vision of, you know, what they see. The reason I say that is because I notice not just with Robert Allen or Brewster or whatever company that's out there. I notice in general, and also with my wallpaper books and everything, I'm noticing that the lines keep getting eliminated, and there's less. Am I wrong to say that there's less?
As far as what do you mean? Well, there's more
inventory or what's out there or variety of what's out there.
Well, as far as Robert Allen, we come out with different color books each season. So,
right.
for instance, like this spring season, we came out with five new colors, all which was basically called drench color. So it's actually really rich, vibrant fabrics.
Nice. I really like
fall,
Robert Allen fabric.
We did more neutrals.
Right.
So they try to come out with different colors throughout each year.
Right.
To give you that option, too, if you want to use orange or purple or whatever it is. Because I think, you know, everybody wants the gray and all that, but I think the color is what brings the warmth to the rooms.
And I think fabric is the great way to do that. I say to a lot of people, if you want to be on trend and you want to be that's, you know, what's wonderful, we'll pick a nice neutral gray. And grays have sort of changed since the whole the gradation of America. When we first started with gray, grays were much more like blue grays and harsh. Now grays have sort of transitioned to more of a brown gray. We're having little technical difficulties in the studio. To more of a brown gray or more an earth-based gray. So in terms of paint, people are picking sort of neutral brown-based grays. And what that's good for is then when I work with people's fabric, I'm not going to give you gray on gray on gray. That's when I can throw you a pop of color. So that's when I'm going to say, okay, we're going to go to Robert Allen, and I'm going to pick a wonderful gray and orange pair beautifully together. We're going to pick a beautiful orange fabric or a lime fabric. Lime green or spring or citrus greens with gray are beautiful together. Or navy, which I find being very popular right now. And they work well together, don't you think? A fabric, to me, often is an accent. So it stands to reason, I think, that it would be brighter or more vivid colors.
Yeah, I think the fabrics is, you know, to me, because I've been in the business for a long time and grew up in it, to me, fabrics are the room. That's what makes the room. The soft textures or the patterns in there, that's what brings the whole room together.
It's sort of the finish, isn't
yes.
it? Isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, we're just about to go to – I have a commercial. We're just going to go to news. And when we come back afterwards, we're going to talk about some of the colors, what you like, what I like, what's out there. And maybe you can give us a little bit of peek about what you think is going to be in for 2017. Okay. I will be back shortly with more – here with Scott with more of Modern Design.
Hi. I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We can absolutely define the course of our nation, and we will be at the pinnacle. We will decide what kind of nation we're going to have.
Dr. Ben Carson isn't showing any signs of considering dropping out of the race for the White House. In a speech after a disappointing finish in the Nevada Republican caucuses, Carson says he's been in many situations where he was told he didn't have much of a chance. He says he's confident he and his campaign will find a way through the people. Donald Trump was the big winner in Nevada last night. The polls say the GOP frontrunner got support from a lot of angry voters to get a landslide victory in Tuesday's Republican caucuses, adding to his victories in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Trump said he got support from several different groups, including Hispanics, the young, the old, the highly educated, and the poorly educated. At least three people are dead and dozens more injured after tornadoes ripped through the southeast. Damage from deadly twisters has been reported from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A cluster of bald eagles found dead on a farm in Federalsburg, Maryland, has prompted a federal and state investigation. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Maryland state officials are offering a $10,000 reward for more information. 13 bald eagles were found dead on Saturday. State officials believe the birds were poisoned, but they don't know if it was intentional or an accident.
It's the largest number of dead birds found at one location on a single day that I know of.
A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Lab in Oregon is trying to find out how they died. The bald eagle is off of the federal and state endangered species list, but they are protected under federal law. I'm Tammy Rose.
Turns out the Justice Department wants Apple's help in unlocking at least 9 iPhones in their investigation of criminal cases. A lawyer for Apple says the company is fighting the government's demand in at least 7 of the cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Protests are taking place across the country to support Apple in its fight against the FBI. About a dozen protesters gathered in front of the Apple store on Fifth Avenue in New York to show support for the company in its fight against the FBI. Terry Sheridan reports.
Jackie Sheeler braved the wind and the rain to stand with Apple.
Your smartphone is directly connected to not only your social media, but in most of our cases, your bank accounts and other private, your email, you know, your mother's grocery list, whatever it might be. Once a back door exists, it exists and can be used for anybody.
Apple is under a court order to develop software to allow investigators to open the iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino shooters. Those attending the rally say it's a slippery slope, allowing the government access to everyone's data. The protests in 50 cities nationwide were organized by the Boston-based group Fight for the Future. Terry Sheridan, New York.
The IRS is warning Americans about a 400% increase in email scams this tax season. The tax agency says the emails aim to trick people into thinking the messages are official communications from the IRS and companies that provide tax filing assistance. They can go after information about refunds, filing status, confirming personal information, ordering transcripts, and verifying PIN information. The IRS says it's important to be very careful about trusting people and organizations for tax advice. IRS officials also remind people to carefully guard Social Security numbers, along with all other financial and personal information. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. It's been about a year and a half now that I've been on the air with our program, Modern Design, and having a lot of fun. Our morning show is all about design, and I usually have a live guest, as I do today, Scott Harrington from Robert Allen. And in the afternoon, join me later this afternoon at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, where we do share with the public and social media, and that's sort of fun and more interactive program. So join us later today. Also, want to let you know, at my store, at the Design Room in Flemington, we are having a 20% sale on all decorative accessories, so come check us out. We're 1 U.S. Highway 1, Flemington, New Jersey. And you can reach me at 908-884-0770. Love to meet you. Okay, we are in studio with Scott Harrington from Robert Allen, and we're talking all about fabrics, although we are going to be talking a little bit about furniture towards the end of the hour. But talking about trends, before we went to break, Scott, we were starting about talking about fashion trends and color trends. And one of the things that you brought up during when we were in news was about blue and how blue, all shades of blue, are just – they're not going away.
They are not going away. You
right.
see all different shades of blue. You know, blues have came in, I would say, probably about 15 years ago, and it's all different kind of shades of blue.
Blue,
you see
right.
navies, or you see a green blue, or a blue blue,
right.
a purple blue. So you
right.
see all different shades of blue. But I think the trend is still going in that direction where you see the blues, but instead of neutral, now you see the grays with the blues. And
well, you know what? I think the neutral changed. The neutral for a very long time was a tan. It was a tan or a taupe, and that was your neutral, and then you did colors off of that. So you saw the warmer colors. You saw lots of because red and taupe look great. Red and tan look great.
Yep.
Those colors look great with it. Now that your base has changed sort of from tan to gray, grays and blues pair beautifully together. So you're seeing more of a trend for that. I'm working with a couple in Union, New Jersey, and they said they want their accent color to be red. I'm like, red? I don't know if I could even find red anywhere, you know? They were looking for a red iCat fabric. And let me tell you, I don't know if Robert Allen has one, but I had a hard time finding a red iCat.
We do actually have a couple. We just actually did two red books.
Oh, wow. Maybe
so,
you can find me.
Which is, you don't see a lot of red out
you
there.
You don't.
Anymore.
And it was everything. And I think that's probably why. It'll be back in style again. It's all, you know, it runs in cycles. But because I think gray is the sort of standard base color, I think blue plays well off that, and that's probably why it's so popular. The other thing I tell people about blue is the one color that's flattering to every person. So in other words, if you were a redhead, blue looks great. If you have silver hair, it looks great. If you're African-American, blue looks great. Whatever you – because I think a lot of people – and this is sort of funny because a lot of, again, decorating is an extension of your feelings and your center. A lot of people decorate based upon how they look. I noticed that if someone is a redhead, perhaps, they like autumnal colors, olives and soft russets because they look good on them and they want to be in that environment. If someone's a blonde, you see lots of blue because blue goes great if you're a blonde, and so on. So I think blue, think about like navy blue. Is there anybody that doesn't look good in navy blue? It's just a flattering color. And I think blues in general are soft and flattering, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a cooler look. I think it's but it's also a warm look depending on the shade of blues that you use.
Right.
But I think it's when you walk into home with blue, it's just very comforting.
Exactly. And the other thing I think of is that lately I'm seeing lots of navy. Now, if any of you have been to my store in Flemington, I have a large navy accent wall, and I have a lot of navy pieces and silvers. Number one is because they're in right now, but also I just think that look is very rich. And the one thing about navy blue is has classically been very traditional, very Ralph Lauren. But navy blue now, with some of the wonderful fabrics that we have, the geometrics that we have, can be very modern.
Yeah, you can mix navy blue. Right. Navy blue started – you started to see the trend of navy blue in about the last year, maybe 2 years.
Right.
But you can use it in transitional or traditional environments as far as that. You can add like a Greek key trim to a navy blue drape or there's a lot of – and basically with the – you know, going into furniture a little bit is you can do a navy blue velvet on a more transitional frame, which, you know, modernizes it in that aspect.
Exactly. What other colors for accent colors? We know the gray is the base, but what other colors and fabrics are you seeing a lot of besides the blues?
The blue is pretty much the most one that I see stand out. I do see some orange. Not as much red, but like I said, we just did do some red books, so, you know, hopefully there'll be a more trend in red.
I was so excited that I was going to do something in red. I can't even tell you. I'm like, what's the last time I did red?
You don't see it out there. Lavender, I see some lavender out there.
What about citrus green? I love the combination of gray with like citrus green.
Yeah, and you will see that because it also goes great with blue as well. So you can kind of intermix both of them, which
is
kind of nice.
I see pops of green as very much trending. And orange, too. Definitely orange.
Yeah, orange is used more as an accent and things like that. But you may see some smaller rooms in orange or pillows in orange. And
let's talk about durability of fabrics. The one thing consistently that people say to me when I start a project is, I have children. I have to make sure that these fabrics are durable. And one of the things that I've noticed about fabrics is they've really done a good job, more so than ever, of being stain resistant, of being durable. And I feel very confident if I'm going to do a banquette in a seating area in a kitchen where there are children or a messy adult such as myself, that you can wipe up things. What has happened in terms of durability in general? Have things gotten better?
Yeah, the fabrics as a whole, because basically they are more weaves and solids and velvets and things like that. So the durability in the fabrics as far as being used for an upholstery are definitely gotten higher as far as that. So you see things that are made, it used to be, the trend used to be 15,000 double rubs. Now it's 30,000 or higher. So you definitely see a trend more in people wanting more durable fabrics that are going to hold up over the long haul.
Oh, absolutely. What about sun staining? One of the biggest things I see when I go to people's houses is they don't properly treat their windows, so fabric gets sun stained. Is there better protection against fading?
I mean, the only thing as far as the sun would be more your sombrella fabrics that are more geared towards the sun. You know, they give a certain light fastness, meaning that they'll hold up for a certain amount of hours under the sun.
Right. Now, sombrella is sort of a brand, as we used to say, Xerox was like copying and so on. I'd imagine every company has a sombrella-like or a exterior fabric that can be used for interiors. In fact, I see many young families coming to me and they want to recover their furniture for their living room, for their chairs throughout, and they want to use a sombrella fabric or a fabric that's that has been designed for outside because they just feel that they're going to get much more protection with that. Well, is that necessarily true or not necessarily?
No, I do see that in the aspect that they want the cleanability. So with sombrella, it's actually cleanable.
Right.
And the fabrics, as far as sombrella, have come a long way.
Right.
The hand on them is a lot softer.
Right.
They don't feel like plasticky. Sombrella used to be more like a plastic.
It was today, terrible, right?
Sometimes you can't tell the difference.
Right.
As far as if it's outdoor or indoor.
Right.
So they've come a long way. But the cleanability aspect of it is a big thing with the sombrella.
No, it's true. I just think a very big trend is people – well, number one, two things happen. One is that outdoor fabrics and furniture got much better.
Yes.
So that was the first phase. And then they got more beautiful. They looked a little bit more like indoor stuff. There was more patterns. There were more textures and so on. Even things like rugs. Like, people want to use outdoor rugs indoor now because they just feel like they're indestructible. And if you have pets or kids or so on, it's easier. So then people started saying, okay, you know what? I like that so much I can do an indoor. So it sort of has come full circle.
It definitely has. I mean, I can tell you, in my house, in my laundry room, I have an outdoor rug.
Right.
And I can take it out. I can put bleach on it and spray it with a hose, and it's clean.
And people just absolutely love it.
So it makes it a little bit easier, and longevity is a little bit better with it.
In general, and I probably am boiling it down too much, in general, are you safer when you have a synthetic fiber like a polyester or synthetic fiber for durability as opposed to a natural fiber like cotton or linen?
That varies on the weave.
Okay.
So it's not going to matter as far as if it's poly or rayon. Sometimes, like with linen, if it has an accident, it may wrinkle a little bit less if it has a rayon or poly in it. But natural fibers, it just depends on what the fabric is and how tight the weave is as far as durability-wise.
Right. Let's go by application, and then we're going to have to take a little bit more of a station break. If you were doing a sofa, because this comes up most often when I do sofas, what fabrics would you recommend to recover a sofa, and what would you avoid for recovering a sofa? That's a loaded question.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Is a loaded question.
I'll tell you from
this is going to be my more personal opinion.
No, very much your more personal opinion.
To me, a velvet is the most durable fabric.
Okay. See, now people, to me, velvet is quite beautiful, and if you do like two navy velvet chairs, I mean, gorgeous. But people, to me, still are afraid of velvet because velvet has a two sides to it, and there's a crush look to velvet. So yes. If you go one way with it, you get a look, and then you sort of have that brushed look. So people, to me, for sofas per se, maybe chairs, but for sofas, have not embraced velvet yet, although it is a very durable fabric.
To me, it's – besides mohair,
right.
Velvets are so durable. I have it on all my sofas.
What about chenille?
Chenilles are good. It just depends on the weave as far as the chenille.
Yeah, this is generic. I guess it depends on
yeah,
the weave.
Yeah, I mean, anything with chenille, everybody wants the softer, luxurious feel. But I think with chenilles, they're, as far as durability, if you're using a velvet, it's going to be more durable than a chenille most likely.
What about any other fabrics that you would say for a sofa, construction of a sofa, that would be a good choice?
I think any wools are good.
Mm-hmm. And you said wools are back, and I'm seeing more of that.
Yeah, you'll see more wools. I also think, anything with cottons and linens and things like that, you're going to see more of a drier kind of texture look. Mm-hmm. So something that has a little pile to it, meaning that the fabric's a little bit thicker on the top edge. You want something that's a little bit more texture because you're going to get a little bit more longevity out of that. It's not going to show as much on it and things like that.
We're going to take some quick commercial breaks, just quick, and we'll be back more with Modern Design in a moment.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred and Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back here with Modern Design. My guest in-house today is Scott Harrington. We're learning all things about fabric and furniture. As I transition to furniture, which we'll end up talking about today, I did want to get back to one thing which comes up quite a bit. When I'm choosing a fabric, whether it be to recover something or if we're going out and purchasing new, people are very concerned of what fabrics are the best for pets, for pet hair and so on. And quite a bit of the time that comes up, even more than children, is the issue of pets destroying things and having to replace them. And people will say to me, what is impervious, to pets? And I would say there's nothing. There's nothing. It's not steel. There's nothing that's, indestructible. But having said that, what would you recommend for that would be the best fabrics for pets. I'll tell you what I recommend, and you can tell me how wrong I am. One of the things that I do, and it depends on it, is leather. If it's the right grade of leather. And I always say to people, when you go to purchase your piece and you get the leather samples, you want to take your nails yourself and go both ways with it and see what's affected and what's not, because you'll see that there's different grades of leather. So leather is something that I recommend. And then also ultra suede is something that I recommend, because it seems that the hairs of the animal don't seem to get connected to it. It doesn't seem to be susceptible some to the oils on their skin. But I'd be curious, from your standpoint, what would you think would be the best pet-friendly fabrics?
As you said, I mean, there's not any set fabric that's a pet-friendly fabric.
Right.
But I would agree with you as far as leather.
Uh-huh.
Leather's pretty durable. It's easy to clean.
Right.
So I would agree with you there. As far as the best pet-friendly would be that. And then there's also other finishes that you can get on fabrics that would make it more durable or hold up with pets, like a Nanotex or something like that.
Talk about that. You brought up the name Nanotex, which I'm not familiar with. What is that?
So Nanotex actually is a finish, and actually they got bought. So it's more of a Krypton home, it's called today.
Okay.
And a Krypton finish is on a fabric. Basically, you can pretty much spill anything on it, and you just take a wet paper towel and you clean it right up.
So it lays on top. It doesn't penetrate the fibers.
It won't penetrate right through.
Okay.
So basically, you could take red wine and you could pour it on top of the fabric and grab a wet paper towel, just beads on top, and you can clean it right up. So the fabric finishing has come a long way in the last 5-10 years.
One of the things that I insist upon doing is if people want me to purchase things like accessories for them, I can do that from my store, from ordering and so on. It's not a problem. But I insist, if someone is going to buy upholstered furniture with my company, that they go shopping with me. And that's because I say that to this day, there are still not necessarily standard frames for sofas and upholstered furniture. And I feel that a piece of upholstered furniture is like trying on a suit, or for a woman, a dress. You wouldn't want to just pick something and put it on and go out. You want to make sure it fits your body. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think there's a combination. The furniture industry has changed. You'll see a lot more custom furniture, to where they can custom fit it. So you could have a consumer, or send your consumer out to furniture stores, and they can sit in different frames. And if one fits better than the other, but it's not exact, there's a lot of furniture manufacturers
that can tweak it.
That'll tweak it and custom size it to fit a space, or to fit, you know, seat depth a little bit better. So the furniture industry is changing that aspect.
Right.
Where you see more customization.
Right. One of the companies that I deal with on a national level is Bassett. One of the things I like about Bassett is you can choose your furniture, and Connie, my rep from Bassett's been here as a guest on Modern Design. We're going to have her on again. Is that I can take someone to the furniture store, and we can choose our firmness of our cushions. So they have them set up in their studios of the different types of firmness. So you pick a base sofa that you like. You can change out the arms if you like. If you want to switch to a more contemporary track arm, you can do that. You can change your feet, but also you can change the firmness, which is kind of nice. So I think furniture has to be beautiful, but it also has to be comfortable, because people don't want to sit in chairs that are beautiful but not comfortable.
No, I agree, and I think the furniture companies have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
To where you can change the arms or change the legs, and then you can do a full down cushion, or you can do a spring down cushion, or you can do a foam wrapped in down. So there's so many different cushion options out there, which makes it better for the consumer in that aspect.
Let's talk about furniture in general. So Robert Allen has a furniture line.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
It's a new introduction. We started it last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's done very well.
Mm-hmm.
I've
seen some of the pieces are quite beautiful.
Yeah, you'll see a mix from traditional to contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some things with stainless steel,
uh-huh,
legs, some with wood legs, track arms. So they have a nice variety from dining chairs, beds, and sofas and chairs.
I always say to my clients, from doing this every day, there are certain things that I see that are trending. And then I always like to get someone else's perspective, because I would say, even though I've done this for 18 years, went to school for this, I'm doing it 7 days a week, I think everybody else has a different wealth of knowledge and a different pool, and they bring something to the table. So some of the things that I don't see going away, and I see a lot of, are upholstered headboards.
Yes, and, I agree with that.
And I think that's a great way to make your existing bed look a little bit more modern. You get rid of the poster bed, and we do an upholstered headboard, which is a relatively inexpensive option.
Yeah, and I agree. And you can do the option. You can do just the headboard, or you can do the headboard and the footboard that's right. upholstered. So it gives you an option as far as what the budget is for that customer, what you can allow you to do in that
exactly.
aspect.
In terms of lines of furniture, I'm seeing, and I don't know if this is something that was sort of forced because in general furniture is getting sleeker and has cleaner lines, the more transitional path most people feel comfortable with. Whereas sofas used to be very oversized, very big arms, very oversized pieces.
Right, you'd have the big rolled arms.
Right.
Right.
I see very much, even in traditional still, I see cleaner lines in general. Why do you think that is? Is it the times? Is it
More the times and aspect, but I also think you can take a more contemporary or sleek looking piece of furniture and make it traditional by using more traditional fabric on it, or making it more transitional with the more modern fabric. So I think it gives you a wide variety in that aspect.
Would you say that furniture skirts are very much out now? I would say, to me, skirting on dining chairs and skirting on sofas and love seats seem to be – people are not wanting that anymore.
You see more with exposed legs than you do skirted. But you still see some skirted. I will see – more of a balance in sometimes rooms where they'll have maybe a exposed leg sofa and then their chairs will be skirted to kind of balance it a little bit in that aspect.
Also, if they're from different manufacturers, you may want to have that covered because the legs will be different, the finish will be different, and so on. But in general, I think people have asked me not skirt. So that seems to me something that they don't want skirted because they feel that it's going to collect dust and so on. Other trends that you're seeing in furniture, one of the things that I see is definitely – I'm asking you a question, then I'm answering it myself.
You're on that side more than I am.
You're out there every day, and you're very observant because it's what you do for a living. I'm seeing ottomans used as coffee tables as continuing to trend, and people doing the tray. And either because it's the look or maybe they like the comfort that they could put their feet up.
Well, Ottomans has definitely grown. I think more for actually cocktail tables or coffee tables.
Right.
But I think it gives you additional seating in rooms.
Exactly.
Where you can actually put it up against the wall. And then when you have guests, you can actually pull them out.
It's a modular. You can move things around. I think that's why important sometimes furniture pieces today aren't so heavy, so you can move things around.
And also you see a lot of storage ottomans, which gives you more storage opportunity as far as that, whether it's in the cocktail table or if it's at the foot of the bed or anything like that. So you definitely see a lot of ottomans out there, and it's a great accent. So you can put a fun fabric on it and use it as an accent, which is great too.
I agree. What about dining chairs? Because I think there's been a shift in dining chairs as well.
Well, dining chairs, to me, you're seeing a lot more fabric on dining chairs.
Oh my God, yeah, more than ever.
Yeah, not as much. You're not seeing the true old wood
set. And they match, right?
Yeah, so different. So you're seeing some kind of intermixed with the fabric. You're still seeing exposed legs like you were talking, but you're still seeing more fabric upholstered dining chairs. That seems to be a big trend these
days. I think the trend started with when people had their traditional sets, when things were more – when I started more traditional, where they had maybe Chippendale or what have you set in their dining room. And then what I would do in the beginning was I would just change out their end chairs, and the end chairs would be upholstered and skirted. And that was sort of the first phase of that.
Of it, right.
And then it was like, all right, we're going to keep our set. We'll keep our sideboard. We'll get rid of our china cabinet. We'll keep our sideboard, and we'll keep the beautiful table, but we want all upholstered chairs. So then we were doing the old upholstered chairs, and they were skirted, and then the end chairs would then have arms on them, but the sides wouldn't. And then that transition that they didn't want the head chairs to have that arm because it's less flexible. Then the transition was, okay, we're going to mix all the pieces that we have. We'll get rid of our sideboard. We'll do a painted piece. And our chairs are going to be fabric, but the legs are going to be exposed. And that's what I see mostly now.
Yeah, you see that a lot. But what's nice about that is you can take the dining chairs today that are upholstered,
right,
and you can put any kind of fabric on it so you can make it more traditional or more transitional. Even if you have an old dining room table that is from the 1950s or 30s.
But the eclectic pairing is what people like, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think it's a great look to eclectic.
Me too.
I think that's what is great about design, is to intermix more modern to traditional and things like
and
that.
And it keeps it fresh and fun because the thing that there's a disconnect, I think, out there when I go to people's homes is when I go to people's homes and they have their mothers or their grandmother's dining sets that they're just absolutely beautiful, they don't see themselves reflected when they go shopping. They don't see themselves reflected when they look at sets on television shows at night. So bringing fabric into what you already have, is a way to modernize your set without getting rid of your set.
Yes, I agree. Often
I would tell people, you have a gorgeous set at your grandmother's, it's a Philadelphia Chippendale. Let's go ahead and take those dining chairs and let's put them down the basement. Let's wrap them. Let's put them up so they don't get wet or damaged. And let's bring in some new chairs. Or if you have a set that's not so good, maybe we'll paint your sideboard. And let's do something, you know, that's damaged. Let's paint your sideboard piece and bring it in a new color and bring in some fabric chairs that will coordinate with
it. Yeah, I think that's what's great about design is you can make it more of an eclectic look, which I think – or you can go more traditional or transitional. I think that's what's great about design is each home can have its own feel for the consumer themselves, which is
exactly.
Nice.